This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. North Carolina's House Bill 2 eliminated local anti-discrimination ordinances for the LGBT community. Several municipalities had passed their own policies that defined sexual orientation and gender identity as protected, but HB 2 nullifies local ordinances. Greensboro is one of the municipalities that lost its protections. And since HB 2 took effect, the city's tourism office says Greensboro has lost more than $6 million in expected revenue. Some business leaders across the country have boycotted the state, and several recording artists have canceled their performances in the Triad. Nancy Vaughn is mayor of Greensboro. She joins me now to talk about the fallout from HB 2 in her city. Welcome, Mayor Vaughn. Good to talk with you.
Thank you, Frank. Happy to be here.
You were mayor when the city council unanimously passed protections for the LGBT community last year. Tell us exactly what the ordinance did.
A year ago, January, we passed three separate ordinances to protect the LGBT community when it came to employment, housing, and accommodations in the city buildings.
And tell us how those protections worked. What kind of protections did the city feel needed to be embodied in an ordinance?
Well, you know, we felt that it's important. Greensboro is a very welcoming community, and we want everybody to feel welcome and safe. And that when we were looking at our non-discrimination ordinance, it was obvious that sexual orientation and gender identity was not a protected class. And so we wanted to enlarge our ordinances to include sexual orientation and gender identity. And, you know, employment, we think, is very important. You know, people could get married on Saturday and they could still get fired on Monday, and that was certainly wrong. We want people to be able to avail themselves to all the housing opportunities that we have here in the city. And then we looked at our accommodations when it came to city buildings and restroom facilities. We wanted people to be comfortable. And one of the things that we said was that we would put gender-neutral restrooms where we could. We would re-sign single-stall facilities as gender-neutral. And that in any building that we renovate or build in the future, we would be sure to provide gender-neutral facilities.
Obviously, this is a controversial subject. What kind of discussion did you have in Greensboro around this? And why did you all feel it was so important to enact these protections?
Well, you know, Greensboro was one of the first cities to have domestic partner benefits. It is really just who we are, that we, you know, as I said, we want to be a welcoming, inclusive community. We had discussions, you know, with our council members on, you know, what these ordinances would actually accomplish. There was very little discussion at the city council meeting. It was advertised. People did come out and speak for and against, but it was a relatively quiet meeting. Somehow or another, these ordinances kind of passed under the radar, and they were passed unanimously by our city council.
Under the radar, but not without advertising, so people knew about it. And if anything, it would suggest that there was a kind of consensus in Greensboro that, yeah, this is the time has come, right?
Well, you know, I think Greensboro is a very progressive community, and it reflects really who we are. We were rated number one in North and South Carolina in the HRC's Municipal Equality Index. And that's something that we're very proud of. We worked very hard to make people feel and realize that Greensboro is a welcoming community.
So the HRC is the Human Rights Commission. They rank you number one in terms of this kind of equality. But does that matter? Do businesses look at that? Who else looks at that?
Well, we're hoping that businesses will look at it. I have been reaching out to some performers and to the NCAA who have expressed concern about doing anything in North Carolina. And I'm trying to point out that, you know, HB 2 does not say who Greensboro is and that Greensboro has a long history of inclusion and diversity.
How much impact has HB 2 had already on the economy in Greensboro?
Well, you know, obviously the first big announcement, which, you know, was kind of heard worldwide, was when Bruce Springsteen pulled out. There have been conventions that have pulled out and some that we were on the short list for who we have been excluded from. We're very concerned about the NCAA. Greensboro is known as Tournament Town. We have great facilities, swimming, diving, basketball, baseball, golf, and we are fortunate to get quite a few ACC and NCAA championships. And certainly we don't want to do anything to jeopardize those.
It's interesting because as happens in many facilities, arenas around the country, in the Coliseum, a lot of nonprofits run the concessions and they're able to get money for their whatever it is, high school sports teams or whatever your nonprofit is doing. And I guess they're affected, too, if the concessions aren't being sold.
Well, they absolutely are. I know that our high schools run a lot of the concession stands. They plan on that revenue from new band uniforms and things of that sort. You know, people really, I think, you know, you hear the Coliseum has lost money, but you have to think about the employees at the Coliseum, that they've really lost their wages. And I've heard from quite a few of them that have had trouble making ends meet. One woman that I spoke to said she lost three nights of work in 1 week alone. Mm. You know, these are people who really depend on these wages to make their budgets. When we hear that hotels have rooms that were unbooked, you know, that really affects housekeeping, front desk staff, bellmen, catering. And then kind of the more ripple effect, it affects other caterers. It affects florists, linen rental plants. The ripples just continue to go further out for every event.
And it's interesting because the Greensboro Ordinance, when it came to facilities, wasn't as specific as the Charlotte Ordinance, which then got the attention of the North Carolina legislature. The legislature said, all we're doing is protecting public safety. You didn't have language in your ordinance that was like Charlotte's. The other thing the legislature said is it will have no effect on cities, and yet your ordinance has been nullified, even though it didn't have the one item that the legislature said it wanted to address. So you have been affected by what the legislature did, haven't you?
Well, we've definitely been affected. You know, the other thing that we did is we did a $15 an hour minimum wage by the year 2020 for our employees. And, you know, while that remains in place, we couldn't go any further than that by expecting our contractors to do the same. And that wasn't part of the discussion, though the state now says it can't be part of the discussion. You know, when we talked about protecting people in employment to take away the option to have an EEOC complaint in the state and have to go to the federal government now, that is a huge change.
It's interesting because the rural areas that are largely represented by the lawmakers who proposed this legislation have really not seen much progress over the past 10 years, economic progress. They've really been left behind. It's the urban areas with their progressive social policies and not necessarily represented by those who voted for HB2 who actually shined in this state. And I wonder what you make of the fact that it's lawmakers from parts of the states that have been left behind, and it's those parts of the state that have actually shown economic progress that have been most hurt.
Well, you know, I would say the city of Greensboro, when it comes to, economic hits that we took from the year 2000 on, that we probably have been struggling the hardest to make our way back. And I think we've made tremendous strides over the last couple of years. And it's really frightening to see how a lot of that has been wiped away. When, you know, we're talking to companies about coming here or expanding, and they're talking about HB2 instead of what it is that Greensboro has to offer. You know, in some ways, I've called this a man-made recession when we have big conventions leaving, we have performers leaving, we're worried about, you know, athletically what's going to happen. And then the job expansion and the job creation, and people do bring up HB2.
You know, you talked.
They've got lots of options.
Well, you talked about wanting to expand the living wage, pay higher wages, ask contractors to the city to pay those higher wages. All
well, we hadn't asked them. We had not put that as part of our minimum wage, but now we couldn't.
You can't do that anyway.
To.
Other cities do, and it's interesting to hear you talk so passionately about economic development, which you've been able to draw to your city. And I guess people ask, well, why would you want to place those kind of demands? Why would you want to ask for higher wages? Doesn't that compete with your own goal of expanding jobs and expanding business opportunities?
Well, you know, I can tell you from my perspective, when I see how hardworking our city staff is, certainly I think they should be paid more than the $7.25 federal minimum wage, and they are. But you know, to know that there are people on the city's payroll who work very hard and have to work two jobs, and their spouses sometimes have to work two jobs. I think when you have, you know, the people who really are the working poor, we have to do what we can to help them.
Nancy Vaughn is the mayor of Greensboro. Nancy Vaughn, so good to talk with you.
Very nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Nancy Vaughn is the mayor of Greensboro. We spoke with her today on the state of things. Just ahead, candid creatures, how camera traps are revolutionizing the way scientists study the diversity and the behavior of wildlife. You'll hear about it on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.